You may recall that early in the Iraq War, substandard electrical wiring at U.S. bases caused the deaths of soldiers. The lawsuits are still dragging on. Construction contractor KBR has sued the Pentagon for documents it says it needs in lawsuits against the company. The DOD has not complied. Joining me to sort out this case and its implications, procurement attorney Joe Petrillo, a partner at the law firm Petrillo and Powell. So this case goes back some years now, and KBR, I guess, is in the caught kind of in between a rock and a hard place between the lawsuits it's facing from subs and what it needs from the Pentagon.
Yeah, well, as you recall, there was this unfortunate incident where an Army soldier lost his life because of substandard wiring in a shower, I believe. And, there's been litigation on that and apparently other litigation involving incidents with electrical wiring. KBR is trying to defend the suits, and it claims that the costs of defense are allowable costs under its contract, so it believes it should be getting more cooperation from the Department of Defense. The Department of Defense has not been cooperative and is taking what it calls a neutral stance. So KBR has taken the somewhat unusual step of filing requests under the Freedom of Information Act for information involving its own contract. And one of these cases is now been filed. It is the third one KBR has filed. There don't appear to have been decisions in the prior two, which suggests to me that after the suit is filed, the parties work out some mechanism to get some of the documents that KBR is seeking. But the fact that there have been multiple filings suggests that that cooperation only lasts until the suit is resolved.
So how does the Pentagon violate its neutrality in these cases by simply giving over documents without, say, without comment?
Well, that's a good question. But some of the documents don't look like the types of things the Pentagon would like to have see the light of day. I mean, some of them are talking about the political implications and difficulties of this particular incident, the public relations implications of that, the need perhaps to take punitive action against KBR in connection with these incidents. And, you know, that's not sort of the sort of thing they would like to have aired. In addition, some of the documents that have been released so far show a rather nuanced pattern of what the facts were. There may have been substandard wiring installed by KBR or its subcontractors in some cases, but there were also other factors such as existing substandard wiring in Iraqi buildings that were being occupied, and then modifications to wiring after it's been installed by others who are tapping into the power supply or making unauthorized modifications. So, there were a number of electrical problems and apparently various causes for them.
Now, is KBR being sued for anything by the federal government, because ultimately it was the government and the soldiers employed by the government that paid the price for whoever was responsible for bad wiring?
Well, this suit doesn't get into that, and I suspect that's being resolved through the normal contractual processes, and they may take some time to wind down. But one thing this suit does illustrate is the difficulty that private parties have in getting information from the government in connection with litigation. There is a category of regulations that federal workers should be aware of, which say that when there's been a request for testimony in a case, whether or not it involves the United States, and that testimony concerns official information subjects or activities, then the government employee, the government official, has to contact, usually it's the counsel's office for the government in that department. Now, that's obviously something an existing employee would do, but the interesting thing about these regulations is that they also apply to former employees. So in any event, if there's been a request for testimony involving official information subjects or activities by a present or former employee, that has to be referred to the counsel's office. Now, when the government is itself a party to the case, the courts will usually compel that testimony to occur. But when the government's not a party to the case, then the courts have sometimes honored the government's right to withhold that testimony.
And so if you are a contractor involved in a complicated case where there's lots of complicated, say, project with a lot of subcontractors, what information would the government have, what paperwork might the government have that you as the contractor would not have?
Well, they would have internal evaluations of contractor performance. They might have documents involving performance of other contractors who were also working at the site or on the same subject matter. There are a variety of different types of information you might be seeking, and your ability to get those might be less than it would be if you were dealing with a private party. Again, the individual issues here and the individual types of information involved, there's a lot of nuance, so I can't get into too much detail, but it's important to understand that the government is not a party like other parties when it comes to this sort of process.
So the discovery processes that a sub might use against a prime or two primes together might use against one another in these cases, that discovery doesn't always scour very far when it comes to the government.
Absolutely. And we have other types of limitations when it comes to the government. I mean, you know, there's the state secrets limitation, which can apply to certain government activities and contractor activities. And you may recall that that was an obstacle in the path of the contractors who were seeking to recover or seeking to overturn, rather, the termination of the A-12 contract, a fairly notorious contract that was terminated for default and led to over a decade of a contentious litigation that went up as far as the Supreme Court and ultimately was resolved very fairly recently through a settlement.
So maybe the best advice is get as much documentation as you possibly can early on and throughout the process before everything would turn contentious and people clam up.
Well, that's certainly get as much information as you can always. That's always a good advice where litigation is contemplated or might take place. And just recognize that when you deal with the government, there may be additional limitations in what you can get and when you can get it.
And is there any end in sight to the litigation involving KBR and these Iraqi bases? Remember, it was about 7, 8, 9 years ago that these electrocutions happened. They were pretty horrifying at the time.
That's exactly right. It was an unfortunate and terrible incident in which, you know, there was an unnecessary loss of life. But in terms of when things will get resolved, they will at some point, but it hasn't happened yet.
All right. Joe Petrillo is a procurement attorney, partner at the law firm Petrillo & Powell. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.